Hi everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Music for the Soul. I'd like to welcome in tonight our sister room, and that is number 40 plus. Hi to everyone in there, and do hope you like the music for tonight. And thank you to Johnny Fingers for a fantastic evening of blues. Nice to see you back. Okay, the first one coming up tonight is a request, and it's a special request and going out to Private Panda. This is from Danielle, and the song is Susan Boyle, I Have a Dream.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I prayed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voice as soft as thunder. They tear your hopes apart, and they turn your dream to
Private Panda. Do hope you enjoyed it. Okay, the next one coming up now we have is Clarence Mason and The Angels Cried in Heaven.
The sign on the wall said we close at 10. Voice from inside said, no, you can't come in. An old man took his hat, placed it on his head, turned and headed to the wind. And the angels cried in heaven, no room at the inn again tonight. Why must we repeat our wrongs? It's time we repeat our rights. Newspaper headlines were all over town. Some strange reason an old man had drowned. In the icy water where the town river flows, how he got there, the Lord only knows. And the angels cried in heaven, no room at the end again tonight. Why must we repeat our wrongs? Each time we repeat our rights. A young girl's waiting for a baby on the way, then looks into its eyes and says, you can't stay. Just too many things left that I have to do. The finer things in life I can't give to you. And the angels cried in heaven, no room at the end again tonight. Why must we repeat our wrongs? Time we repeat our rights. An old man in tattered clothes is on our city street, and everyone passes by, just someone that they meet. But if we look into his eyes, we'll see the face of God. Reflections of our souls and sins we never saw. And the angels cried in heaven, no room at the end again tonight. Why must we repeat our wrongs? It's time we repeat our rights. And the angels cried in heaven.
Somewhere between the hot and the cold, somewhere between the new and the old, somewhere between who I am and who I used to be, somewhere in the between the wrong and the right, somewhere between the darkness and the light, somewhere between who I was and who you're making me, somewhere in the middle you'll find me. Just how close can I get, Lord, to my surrender without losing all control? Fearless warriors in a picket fence, reckless abandon wrapped in common sense, deep water faith in the shallow end, we are caught in the middle. That's wide open to the differences, the God we want and the God who is. But will we trade our dreams for His, or are we caught in the middle? Are we caught in the middle? Somewhere between my heart and my hand, between faith and my plans, somewhere between the safety of the boat and the crashing waves. Somewhere between a whisper and a roar. Somewhere between the altar and the door. Somewhere between contented peace and always wanting more. Somewhere in the middle you'll find me. Just how close can I get, Lord, to my surrender without losing all control? Fearless warriors in a picket fence, reckless abandon wrapped in common sense. Deep water faith in the shallow end. We are caught in the middle with eyes wide open to the differences. The God we want and the God who is. But will we trade our dreams for His, or are we caught in the middle? Fearless warriors in a picket fence, reckless abandon wrapped in common sense. Deep water faith in the shallow end. Caught in the middle, that's wide open to the differences. The God we want and the God who is. But will we trade our dreams for His, or are we caught in the middle? Lord, I feel You in this place, and I know You're by my side, loving me even on these nights. When I'm caught in the middle, caught in the middle,
okay, the last set there. Sorry, I'm laughing. It's just something was a little bit funny on the side there. Okay, the next one coming up is a little bit of comedy. As anyone that knows, when I do this show, it's for the body, mind and spirit. This one's purely for the body, possibly for the mind, but yeah, and the spirit as well. They say that laughter cures everything, so I have Wendy Bagwell coming up with the rattlesnake story, and it's bound to get a good laugh out of someone. I do hope so anyway. Before that we had Susan Boyle, I Dreamed a Dream, Clarence Mason, The Angels Cried in Heaven, and The Casting Crowns with Somewhere in the Middle. Okay, here comes Wendy. Enjoy.
When we done the snake story the first time, as you know, we've got a gold record for it. It went over a million. And we didn't do the entire story. And almost everywhere we go, people ask us, first of all, how many is it sold? And we enjoy telling them that. But most people ask us if the story is really true. And the story is a true story. It's an absolute fact that this little preacher from up in the mountains of Kentucky called me up. He said, Brother Wendy, he said, I understand that whenever y'all sing in churches, you don't charge no money. And I said, that's right. And he said, that's what we got up here, no money. He said, as a matter of fact, he said, you might not even want to sing in our little old church. He said, we ain't got but 24 members. Whenever we got up there, we found out how come. We went in that church, we plugged our guitars in, we started picking and singing just like we do everywhere. And after two or three songs, just about everybody in that church was up on their feet shouting. Three ladies and two men shouted themselves right up on the pulpit with us. They got around there behind us shouting. We didn't know what they was doing back there and didn't care till they come out around us. And they come out around us with five of the biggest rattlesnakes I ever saw in my life. They told us after that service was over that the biggest rattlesnake they had in that church was 5 feet long. Honey, the one they brought by me was 27 feet long. They told us about that scripture in the Bible where old Moses had to take up that rod after it turned into a serpent. They told us about that scripture in the Bible where it says, thou shalt take up the serpent. And they feel like they got the same kind of faith that them folks in the Bible. And they feel like as long as they're in the faith and as long as they're in the spirit, that rattlesnake ain't going to bite them. And when they get in the faith and when they get in the spirit, they don't care what they do with them rattlesnakes. That woman that stopped by me, she didn't even know she was about to rub that big old ugly thing all over me. She is out of it, waving that big old rattlesnake around and shouting to the top of her lungs. And you know something? I had a feeling that rattlesnake knew that woman was in the faith. I had a feeling he knew that woman was in the spirit. I had a feeling he knew. This is a fact what I'm telling you with my hand up. That woman took that big old rattlesnake in her hand, brought that thing right down in her face, and got nose to nose with it, shouting in its ear, daring it to bite her. All at once, I looked over there and I was eyeball to eyeball with that big old ugly thing. Now, the rattlesnake I'm talking about, not the woman. That old rattlesnake looked over there and saw me. He went, pew. I like to die. This is a fact what I'm telling you with my hand up. That woman took that big old rattlesnake in her hand, throwed that thing down on the floor, kicked her shoe off, and put her bare foot on top of his head, and that's a fact. Whenever she throwed that thing down on the floor, missed my foot about that far. I done a little shouting myself. And she thought I was in the spirit and brought me one up. But I knew, I saw right away we had a house full of people and we didn't have but five rattlesnakes. And I want you folks to know that there ain't a greedy bone in my body. I told her to give mine to Geraldine. Whenever we went in that church, first thing we noticed was some pictures of some people in their casket on the wall. I've been in a lot of churches. I never have seen no pictures of no people in their casket on the wall. So whenever that service was over, I walked back to that preacher. I said, preacher, I want to ask you something. I said, what about these folks here on the wall? He said, Brother Windy, said, this here's some pictures of some of our people that took up the serpent and then lost their faith. I said, preacher, I got a feeling I'd be in that crowd right there. This lady looked over at me and said, you mean to tell me if the Lord commanded you to take up the serpent, you wouldn't take him up? I said, yes, ma'am, I surely would. But he didn't, and I ain't.
Ah, yes, a little bit of comedy works wonders. And Wendy will be back later on with a couple more stories for you, so that'll all be good. And the next one coming up now is more for the spirit. And if you feel like you need to relax and put your feet up, yeah, okay. Just sit back, close your eyes and go with the music in this one, and you'll be totally relaxed. If I've put everybody to sleep by the end of the show, hey, it's well worth it. I know I've done my job well. Okay, the next one is Judah and Flowing. Lovely and relaxing, that one. And there's more of that throughout the night as well. So I hope it gives you something to look forward to. Okay, this one coming up now is a little more lively. And this one is Johnny Paycheck and Old Time Religion.
Give me that old time religion. Old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for my mother. Good for my mother, it was good for my mother, and it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody, love everybody. Makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me. It was good for the prophet Daniel, good for the prophet Daniel. It was good for the prophet Daniel, and it's good enough for me. Tried in the fiery furnace, tried in the fiery furnace. It was tried in the fiery furnace, and it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas, good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me. It was good for the Hebrew children, good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children, and it's good enough for me. So give me that old-time religion. Old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
heaviness of it settles in. Somewhere you can hear what I'm saying. Then it's one foot, then the other, as you step out on the road. Step out on the road. How much weight? And it's how long and how far and how many times. Oh, before it's too late. Calling all angels, calling all angels. Walk me through this one. Don't leave. If you could only crack the code, you'd finally understand what this all means. Ah, but if you could, do you think you would? I trade it all the pain and suffering. Ah, but then you would have beauty of the land upon the side, and the sweetness of the leaves. Call all angels, call all angels, walk me through this world.
Okay, I'd like to say hi to everyone in our chat rooms now, and we have Ice Cream, Hound, Rain King, Bruja, Connie, Mad Chatter, Six String Stew, and also Ugly Old Hag, Belinda Tien, Bruja in that one too, James Bond, Rain King, Silent Nacidity, and Six String Stew, Static, and Willoughby. Nice to see everybody in, and a big welcome to our sister room 40 plus. Now I have a special request that's coming up, requested for his mum by Dan, and mum is of course Jerry Searcy, and Dan has requested for her brother singing Drinking From My Saucer. Now the reason for this request is that today here in Aussie it's Jerry's birthday. Over there it's tomorrow, so she's not going to hear this until tomorrow, so we're doing a little bit of a sneaky here. And after that I'm going to play Dan singing Tears of God. I do hope you like them. And Jerry, do hope you have a very, very happy birthday.
And it's probably too late now. Oh, but I don't worry about that much, 'cause I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. Cause my cup has overflowed. Ain't got a lot of riches. Sometimes the going's rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. Oh, I thank God for all His blessings on me and the mercy He's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Oh, sure, I've been through some storms. And yes, I'm sure there were times when, when my faith got a little thin. But you know what? It seemed like one day, just all at once, those dark clouds broke and that old sun, it started shining again. So, Lord, help me not to grumble and complain about the rough roads I have hauled. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on, if the way gets steep and rough, well, I won't ask for other blessings, 'cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy, oh Lord, to help another bear His. And I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. My cup has overflowed.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give God the glory.
Some had on the rebel gray, some the Union blue. They were fathers, sons, and brothers, men like me and you. engaged in heavy battle till there came that cloudy draw. When silence took the battlefield, men just stood in awe. Some say it was the cannon smoke, some say the northern light left that ghostly image over Fredericksburg that night. Some say it was God's spirit looking o'er the bloody side. But that rainbow missed the field, the sky was the tears of God. Both sides read His holy word and believed it in their heart. That common ground He blessed them with had now been torn apart. Covered by the blood they shed, so many lost their life. That fight on that Virginia hill was enough to make Him cry. Some say it was a cannon smoke, some say the northern lights that left that ghostly image over Fredericksburg that night. Some say it was God's spirit looking o'er the bloody side. But that rainbow missed the field of sky was the tears of God. Some say it was the cannon smoke, some say the northern lights that left that ghostly image over Fredericksburg that night. Some say it was God's spirit looking o'er the bloody side. But that rainbow missed the field of sky was the tears of God.
A beautiful song, that one, and done very well there by Dan as well. Do hope you have a lovely day, Jerry, and that you have a wonderful birthday as well. Okay, and now we're back to our friend Bill Cosby, and Bill Cosby is good for a laugh in any direction. A lot of good clean fun, and so I like to include him in here as well. Bill Cosby, and this is one that the ladies will be familiar with, sort of, natural childbirth.
Dave and I decided to bring our first child into the world by way of natural childbirth. Now, we were intellectuals, mind you, which means that intellectuals go to study things that people do naturally. You see, let's think about it. Intellectuals go to class to study how to do this. My wife and I sat in class to learn how to have natural child birth. And the first thing they teach you is that you have to breathe properly. See, so when you press down on the muscles, the breathing. That's my wife's job. So she's there. And she was good. Now the father's job, and the father must be there for these classes. And they give the father a diploma also. And if you don't get a diploma, you cannot come to the birth. See, so my job is to bend my wife in half and say, push. Now, if I don't go to class, I don't get a diploma for this. So I can't come to the birth. So my wife is there, and I'm there, push. And I'm the cheerleader. Push him out, shove him out, way out. Push him out, shove him out, way out. And my wife is a wonderful breather. And we were the best in our class. And I began to breathe with my wife, macho style.
push, push, the woof, 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 push, push.
We went to parties and people asked us to breathe. Ladies and gentlemen, the breathing Cosbys.
Push, push.
Natural childbirth. Natural childbirth means no drugs will be administered into the female's body during the delivery. The father can have all he wants. On the ninth month, my wife called to me from the balcony of our California home. Bill! I became excited. I said, push! Then I remembered, we have to go to the hospital for the natural childbirth. So I run into the car. I got a Ferrari. I do 104 from the garage to the front door. So my wife comes out. She gets in the car. 180, and we're breathing.
Push, push.
And I'm in my Ferrari, man. $17,000 Ferrari. And my wife said, oh, I said, no, dear, please, wait, not here. No, not in the Ferrari, please. And I pull over. We go in the bushes. We go in the bushes, but no, not in the car, dear. She said, oh, Bill, can I say, but not in the Ferrari. Hold everything. I'll get you there. So we pull up to the hospital. The Marx Brothers jump out. Put my wife in the wheelchair. Run her down to the delivery room. I signed her in. They put the hat on me, the thing on backwards, the booties on the shoes. I run into the delivery room. They got my wife all prepped and her legs way up in the stairs. And the doctor's sitting there like Johnny Bench. The first real pain hit my wife.
Woo!
And my wife said, and I said, push. Carol Burnett described what labor pains feel like. She said, take your bottom lip and pull it over your head. The second pain hit. My wife said, "What?" and stood up in the stirrups. Grabbed my bottom lip. And said, "I want morphine!" I said, but dear, she said, you shut up! You did this to me! And on the next contraction, she told everybody in the delivery room that my parents were never married. Back to breathing. And I'm sitting there, push, push. My wife's getting tired. I don't want to push anymore. I don't want to push. No, you've got to push, dear. Come on, dear. You've got to. I don't want to. Oh, no, no. Bill, tell him to give me some. No, dear, you can do it. No, I don't want to graduate from the class anymore. I just want to, please, dear, come on, you can do it. And I look in the rearview mirror and I see the head. And Johnny Bench is still sitting there like. So I said, isn't that the head? He said, yeah. I said, well, go get it. He says, it's stuck. I said, well, get the salad spoons, man.
It's
So he gets the salad spoons, and the baby comes out. Now this is the greatest moment in our lives. This is what we asked God for. This is what we wanted to see if we could make. And I looked at it. And they started to clean it off. And it wasn't getting any better. And I went over to my wife and I kissed her ever so gently on the lips. And I said, "Darling, I love you very, very much. You just had a lizard."
Oh, dear. Oh, sorry. I caught the button too fast, thank you. Oh, he is a wild man. I love his sense of humour. And that, of course, was Bill Cosby and Natural Childbirth. Okay, the next one coming up. We've had the laughter now, so it's time to move on and have a little bit of relaxation and meditation, whatever, for the next two songs. The first one up is Stephen Rhodes and Angel of Healing. The second is Mark Thunderwolf and Awakening of Spring. And then after that again, we have Susan Boyle, How Great Thou Art. Then we have a little more comedy, so hang around and keep listening. Okay, first up, Stephen Rhodes.